The United States is sending an extra 4,000 troops to Haiti to help in relief operations in the wake of a massive earthquake that killed more than 100,000 people last week. The third troop surge within a week will increase the number of US troops in Haiti to around 16,000. The troops were requested by the Haitian government, which is trying to get the tons of aid which have arrived in the country to the people who need them. The commander of US forces in the region says officials have also opened a third alternate airport to hasten the movement of relief supplies. We spoke to the public affairs officer at the United States Embassy to the Holy See, Nathan Bland. He said the United States President Barack Obama has pledged not to forget the Haitian people.
Soon after the earthquake struck, our president himself went on the air and stated that the people of Haiti will not be forsaken, that the people of Haiti will not be forgotten. We've committed a long-term commitment to Haiti to help rebuild their country, to help them to recover from this tragedy. He's directed all federal agencies to make this one of their top priorities. He's directed our military to go to Haiti to help with the transportation and the rebuilding of the infrastructure and the actual distribution of the aid. So our military is there on this humanitarian basis to be able to help distribute the aid, and we're also there to help support the UN peacekeeping forces in their security efforts. It's a broad international effort right now. So it's the U.S. working with all the countries who've donated anything towards the people of Haiti. And they've received plenty of donations and contributions from countries all over the world. And the U.S. is working with them to help coordinate the distribution of that aid, along with the government of Haiti. The government of Haiti is the one who's primarily trying to drive the rescue and relief efforts as much as possible in this difficult situation.